now.
11-hour-R&I.
Now the lights dim low. Soon we'll start the show.
Here comes L.F.
Needed more cowbell on the end there. You know, I'm still playing with my levels. I think that's relatively obvious if you're... Unless you're entirely deaf. You know, I know my demographic runs pretty high these days. So I don't know what I'm going to do exactly. I'm playing with stuff and I can't really do exactly what it is that I need to do. I can kind of do what I need to do, but not exactly what I need to do. I'm going to be able to do exactly what I need to do probably within a reasonable period of time. I kind of have to split the difference and stop playing with it. Again, one of my biggest problems is that I don't start playing with stuff until I actually sit down in this chair on Saturday evening, generally a half hour before the show, half hour, 45 minutes before the show. So that being the case, it's pretty much, it winds up being whatever it winds up being, as we say in Brooklyn. So, welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood. The crusade continues. I have some programming announcement. The LF Midwood Files, the files of LF Midwood, I'm going to reduce it to an hour. I'm cutting back to an hour, but I'm losing the middle set. So, there'll be more of me, and there won't be a middle anymore. There'll just be me. So, there'll be me, there'll be an opening song, there'll be me, there'll be a closing song. I am not emotionally equipped to be able to do a middle piece of music at this point in time. When I am, I will let you know. I'll tug on your coattails and tell you, look, I'm ready to go. And we'll be good. Until such time, I'll just be doing an hour. And not for nothing. I was doing 90 minutes. And I was doing on an average 15 minutes music set. So it was like an hour and 15. So you're only losing 15 minutes, first of all. And second of all, the people who didn't like the music are going, what are they going? What's the sound they're making? Let me see if I have that sound. I should have had it cued because I'm not the professional. Let me see. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where did I put it? Wait, is it in here? Is it in here? Where is it? Where is it? Gosh, darn it. Oh, wait, here it is. Here it is. Let's see if I can get that going. Let's see if I can put that over here. See, boy, now it's not even funny anymore, right? Okay, nope. It's far, far, far past funny, Midwood. Far past funny, but let me see if I can do it. So the people who don't like the music in the middle can be like,
yay!
Right, and even the gain on that needs to go up. So anyway, some weeks, what is it? What do I get? Some days you're the dog. Some days you're the hydrant. Okay. People who live in the city will appreciate that one. Any city will appreciate that one. So that being the case, I'm just going to yammer about my normal stuff and then get straight into news. I do have some news I wanted to cover this week. There's nothing going on here that I can't talk about. I think for the most part, it's nice having a car. Yes, I will say that. It's definitely nice having a car. And that's it. As far as I know, so there's been really no updates or changes since last week. Oh, well, yeah, I did make it to the gym all 5 days this week, so I'm going to try and see if I can keep that up for some time because I do need to get some of my pachydermage ton off. Tonnage is what I meant to say. You know what? This thing's bothering me. Hang on. I'm just going to bypass it, leave it on all the time. I think it's proximity. Yeah, it's air blowing across the microphone from the other direction, which means that I'm getting every dollar of the $60 that I put into this friggin' wind filter. And I think what I might start doing, and I'm saying it now because it's only May, but I think what I might start doing is I might start killing that air conditioner. I don't even think you can hear it in playback, and I don't even think it's about you anymore. It's about me. It's just annoying that the rush of air diagonally across my body, and I can hear it. I can hear a rise that you can't hear for sure 100%. I know because the mic settings are exactly the same as they were last week. So they sound exactly the same. As a matter of fact, it's the music I'm having issues with. So I'm gonna have to figure something out. If I could like have this AC cranked for like maybe 2 hours or so before I get in here, maybe even 3 hours before I get in here, I'm gonna start it up at 9 o'clock. And just let it run on high and then kill it. I think the room will be relatively cool and I don't need to have the noise going. I want to maybe try that next week. And if it turns out to be uncomfortable for me, because I still wear long sleeves occasionally. If it turns out to be uncomfortable for me, I'll just turn the freaking fan back on. Not for nothing. I think whenever I think of loud fans, I think Gymnasium. He had his he uses a laptop and a desktop to get his show done. And he's up in Pennsylvania right now. He's on at the compound on vacation. Well, on vacation. But he's got this laptop, right? So he had someone replace the freaking laptop fan, right? So whenever the laptop, because it's right, like, not too far from the microphone, whenever it comes on, it sounds like a jet taking off at the airport. I swear to you, I am not exaggerating, not the least bit, because he's using a condenser microphone that he can work from, like, 2.5 feet away, which is really impressive, but it also picks up any other noises in the room, particularly that laptop. Man, that laptop fan's just... Anyway, he's away on vacation, but I went into the Hank and Jim... I love to plug these guys. The Hank and Jim Radio Network chat room last night, and Robin was on, and he was on from... I don't know, I was in there a while. He said at midnight he would, like, do another hour, and that, like, one something rolled around, and he, like, kept going. There was, like, hardly anybody in there, and there was, like, just a little bit of stagnation there. And then all of a sudden it, like, picked up. A couple of people came in, and it picked up, and he just kept going. He didn't say nothing about, like, oh, I'm going to do another hour, or I'm going to do another 45 minutes. He just kept going. So, which is nice. I got a lot of requests in, which I don't normally do. I feel weird. You know, you get one request, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Multiple requests on the same show I've never really been huge with. That comes from the days of John Lightning yelling at me. Or more accurately, he would be yelling from across the room being picked up by the telephone, of which I was on the other end of. One request per customer or something along those lines. So, yeah, so I get a little rattled, but I was able to get a couple of requests in last night, and it was actually pretty nifty. He played some Billy Joel for me. Nobody plays Billy Joel. And Billy Joel's 70th birthday just passed, I believe, a couple of few days ago. And I think he has the all-time record at the Garden. Yes, I'm pretty sure. He's been there more times than Elton John or anybody else. He's played more shows at the Garden than anyone else alive, music shows at the Garden, anybody else alive. So God bless him. I know he's got the... I thought he was bipolar. But apparently he gets along better with people than I do. So it can't be bipolar. It's some sort of depression or depressant. It's some short of... a little bit more coughing. It's some sort of depression disorder. That would be the best way to do it. Best way to get that across. That he's had, for the longest time. Billy Joel joke. No, but he was born with it. He had trouble. He checked himself in, when he was, I guess in his... If he's 70 now, I guess in his 30s, maybe even in his late 20s, he checked himself in because he was feeling like he might hurt himself. And he's obviously survived, which is really nice. I know, a lot of people don't like him, but, I don't know exactly what to say about that. Let me see. There might be a cat in here, too. There might be a cameo by a cat. I think I might have closed the door and a cat might have run in. See, this is the problem with open borders, folks, is that these cats will just come in whenever they feel like it, bringing all sorts of stuff with them. And, before I get started, this is actually kind of funny. Before I get started on the news, I go out in the backyard, right? Because I haven't been back there all winter. And with the windows of the rooms that I actually go into, I only have a certain angle. I only get to see a certain angle of the backyard. So I want to get it kind of a little spiffy because my uncle's coming by next week and we're going to do steaks, which is nice. And I want to do them in the backyard. I want to do them on the grill, you know. So I start repairing the fence that kind of is been collapsing. The part of the fence that was collapsing in the front, I kind of put some. I wish I had bale wire. Bale wire would be an upgrade from what I used. I used some sort of wire, and some bubble gum. So I got that back up and standing the way it should. And there's only one. I forget what they call those. Because it's the stockade fence. And it's not a section of stockade that's missing. It's actually a plank, for lack of a better word, a plank in the stockade section. And I have to get that taken care of, otherwise the cat will get through that. Both cats will get through that. I mean, it's a little thing. It's not. It's like that wide. I don't know. Those of you doing the audio experience don't know what I'm saying, but it's that wide. And the cats, they're pretty plump these days, I must say. But I think they would manage. I think they would actually team up and squish one. One would get squished halfway through, and then the other one would push it. And then the second one would get stuck, and the first cat would pull it. I'm pretty sure they would do that. I'm pretty sure they would cooperate to that level. I'm sure my cats, as much as they don't like each other, have a certain level of cooperation. It would be some sort of mutual thing, pact that they signed. I'm pretty sure. So I got to find a plank to repair that plank, and it's kind of hard because the whole thing's kind of rotting out. And then I went into the backyard, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to, weed whack. But then I said to myself, well, I'm going to put the picnic table. We have this big round picnic table. I'm going to put it in the middle of the driveway on the other side of the fence so that it's away from the people walking by. And actually, there's a car there now. The PT Cruiser is now, which was the previous vehicle, is now parked on one side of the fence, and then on the other side of that fence is the actual driveway. So if you can imagine driveway, fence, car, rest of backyard. Yeah. And I don't know if I talked about this. I know I did on and off, and I know I talked to whoever I talked to on the phone. I know I talked to about this, which would be all six of you, I think, at this point in time. Everything that was hanging that had broken off the tree as far as branches and whatnot, it's all now down. The winds, it was pretty windy. It always gets kind of windy here, but it was pretty windy last winter. So everything's down. So there's nothing that I have to worry about falling down and killing anybody, which is really good. I'm very happy about that. Not for nothing. And not so much because I'm concerned about people being killed. Is I just don't want to deal with the paperwork. I don't want to deal with the bureaucracy. No, definitely do not. So that's all down. And then I looked at it and I'm like, it doesn't really look like a whole lot because I kind of used a weed whacker for all the grass. I mean, it I know I wanted to use a lawnmower because there's so many friggin' rocks in Rhode Island. There's so many rocks, man, that if I used the lawnmower, which I have downstairs, you know, it would one of these rocks would kill somebody. I mean, I don't want to do that unless I am prepared to do that and fill out the paperwork, if you know what I'm saying. So, as I just alluded to. So, I use a heavy-duty weed whacker, and I just go, and it's great. It you know, deals with the problem without any fuss or muss, as they say. But it looked like it was so little that I was like, you know what, just let me leave it. I think it's even supposed to rain here tomorrow, so it's like, eh, you know, let it grow a little bit more, and then I'll get it. And then the same thing in front, there's just this little section in front that I usually just whack, and then the grass is gone, and it's all taken care of. I should take some pictures one of these days, maybe put them up on my Instagram. I'm not 100% sure I want to do that. I don't know if I want you people to even know this, what the building that I live in looks like. That's how paranoid I am. Although actually I think the front of the house may also be up there on Instagram, unless I am mistaken. So anyway, I know my uncle's going to, he knows he's going to give me shit for something. If it's not cut grass, it's going to be something else. So I figured, hell man, just skip it and just let him give me some something, some grief, some stress. Get a little stress from my uncle, you know, because I don't get enough stress from other people. Actually, I really don't get that much stress from other people. The key is that I don't really go anywhere and I don't really deal with anyone. You know, that being the main, that's my main goal in life. That's pretty much is not to have to deal with people. I mean, I even on the phone, I try to duck out from people on the phone these days, which I guess I can't do it. I don't do that. And I can, I just don't want to. So, you know, being bipolar and all, I certainly wouldn't want to, you know, stress anybody else out unnecessarily. I mean, not for nothing. So, yeah, it's going to be steaks this week. So maybe I'll take some pictures. Maybe I won't. I think I can put up a picture of my Uncle Tim. I think I can. I don't think he cares. So that might be nice. Like I said, I'm going to talk to him on Sunday. So we're thinking maybe the middle of the week. I don't want to wait the next weekend. Supposedly, and nobody cares about any of this, but supposedly there's a sale on sirloins running sometime from Sunday onwards. So if I can get over there and grab some sirloins. And I got to go do... This is great. I'm terribly excited. We're going back to BJ's. Yep. Speaking of shopping, I am totally psyched. Going back to BJ's. Like I said, I don't like to go out much, but I'll go shopping at BJ's. Because it's just so ginormous. It's just so huge. And we haven't been in like... The car started to be a problem. I don't even remember. It's been 5 months solid, easy. And I think we went our subscription there, our membership, wear out. So now we got to go get a new membership. So that's worth, what are they getting, like $50 for that now? And I think someone was telling me there's some sort of thing floating around for $25, but I'm perfectly content to pay them $50, particularly if they leave me alone. I'll pay extra money. I'll give you an extra $25. Just leave me alone. Just let me go about my business and don't bother me. I'm one of those guys. So I am kind of psyched about going back there. And I think the first laundry run with the car will be coming up shortly. That's also terribly exciting. And that's really all that's going on in my life, which really is nothing. I think I said that when I started, but I did want to give it at least a good 20 minutes of yammering about my personal bullshit. Let's see. I don't know why that says that and why there's a 5-minute differential there. So I'm going to go by the one that says live and assume I've been live for 18 minutes. I don't know what's going on. I'm confused. I'm definitely discombobulated tonight for reasons that shall remain undisclosed, I guess. Anyway, what do we got? All right. The first thing I wanted to talk about was, where is it? Okay. James Woods. Now, James Woods was, he was put in the suspension box. He was put in the friggin' Twitter suspension box. And I think, you know, I don't even know. I wish I could find out. I probably can because I have the internet and stuff. But I really didn't look into it. I really didn't look into it at all. I almost forgot this was Saturday. Let's just put it that way. That's what my thing was like. I know it was Saturday because I didn't go to the gym. Because I'm not going to go to the gym on the weekends. So I'm going to do housework on the weekends. I'm going to do like Little House on the Prairie. I'm going to do chores on the weekend. Yeah, that's my weekend thing. And the beard is back. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was like, I'm going to shave it. And then next thing you know, it was a beard. And then it had a vote. Once it was a beard, it had a vote. So I don't know if it's going anywhere anytime soon. I still do not know. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I do. I think here it is. No, I don't still. This sucks. Oh, okay. James, your account. James Woods. Okay, this was the quote. This was, he actually was paraphrasing Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And the paraphrase went something like this. If you try to kill the king, you better not miss. And that was in the hashtag hang them all. Okay, now I think James Woods is pretty well known as being a conservative, a right-wing, well, I guess a right-wing conservative would be redundant, right? He's known as being conservative. I would not put him in any other category other than conservative. I don't consider him to be alt-right. He's very well-spoken, like I said. I mean, his ability to be able to compose these tweets and quickly, too. You know, unless he's got a bunch of, like, some of those black pygmies that Amazon's using for those deliveries. Unless he's got a room full of those with a typewriter, I would have to presume that he's, responding on his own time, which is pretty quick. He'll hear something or he'll see something and he'll respond mega quick to it. And he has laid many a liberal to waste. Yes, he has. I mean, it's at least 3, 4, 5, 6 times that he's been noted that there's been literally a headline. Someone went through the trouble to say, James Woods eviscerates fill in blank, which was actually pretty cool. And I think that quote was, wasn't that used in, Usual Suspects. I believe it was used in Usual Suspects as to why, quote unquote, what's his face didn't take a shot. Why wasn't Homer? I can't think of his name. Verbal. Why Verbal Kint didn't take a shot when he had the chance at supposedly take the shot when he had a chance at Kaiser Sosa. So anyway, that's a big crime. You know, what is this criminals? I grew up watching crime movies, right? And this is a little side note. I grew up watching crime movies, and look what happened. I just want to point that out. Seriously. It's, in a way, it's society's fault. I'm going to cop out and say it's society's fault. You know, the day I give up taking responsibility for myself, because I'm perfectly willing, even in my interpersonals, plural thereof, to take responsibility for myself. I have no problem doing that. If given the opportunity, I have no problem doing that. See, I'm hearing it take off like a helicopter, and I don't know if I like that or not. I took off the gates down. The gates down, Paul? No, the gates broken. It's not. The gates on, and you know what it is? It's just a rush of air that I'm hearing, and I just don't like it. I have to, hermetically seal the room while I'm alive, and the wires are in my way. Okay. So that was the quote. Lewis or cat. That was the quote. And real James Woods has been locked for violating Twitter rules. Specifically for violating rules against abusive behavior. Well, I say a lot worse than that, but two things. I'm preaching to my choir, okay, for one, and I'm not under the microscope that James Woods is because I'm not a threat to the liberal media in any way, shape, or form. Well, you know, I just realized that as I was saying it, I'm kind of like, oh, well. And I got like 500 people following me. I'm hoovering. Which is actually vacuuming in Europe. I'm hovering around 550, actually. So I think I mentioned that. Now I'm looking to go to 1,000. Yay. I'm just going to leave that part. He said, Gymnasium said I could use it. I have like permission to use it. So he thinks it should be incorporated into every show. So getting back to James Woods, that's what he was, because I remember last week I wasn't able to clearly identify. That quote or paraphrase there is what he was basically locked out of his Twitter account for violating community standards or whatever it is for violence. Okay, so let me pick up on this. And Twitter demanded it be deleted, okay, or he won't be able to use the account. Well, subsequently, let's read here. Subsequently, Twitter demanded that I rescind my tweet paraphrasing Emerson, Woods said in a statement to the Daily Wire. It now seems they have chosen to delete that tweet from my account without my permission. Until free speech is allowed on Twitter, I will not be permitted to participate in our democracy with my, and I will not be, wait, let me make sure I got this right, because he's a smart guy and I'm not, all right? So let me make sure I can shift the gears there on me. Okay. So they deleted the tweet without his permission. First, they asked him to take it down, and he said, no, niet. And then he asked, then they took it down without his permission. And then his response to them taking it down without his permission is, until free speech is allowed on Twitter, I will not be permitted to participate in our democracy with my voice. As long as Jack Dorsey remains the coward he seems to be, my Twitter days are in the past. All right, then again, this is absolutely tragic. I mean, not for nothing. I don't know. You know, I tell you the truth. I would probably feel. I wouldn't be taking it as personally from the standpoint of this is someone that I really enjoy. There would be times where I would be like, I would have to be careful that I'd only like retweeted him like once a day. You know, and then like sometimes I'd let it like a couple few days go by because I just didn't want to seem like this guy is really, really retweeting James Woods. I mean, he's from Rhode Island, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, gives hopes to the rest of us Rhode Islanders, but not much, I might add. Did I tell the story? I ran into him, man. We formerly had the same optometrist. He had the same optometrist that I did, which was actually pretty cool. And we saw him in there one day. If this had happened to someone on the left, and I think, like I said, I think they leveled the playing field, at least over there at Facebook with Farrakhan. If it had happened exclusively, let's say arguing, I thought about this over the course of the last week. If it had happened exclusively, let's just like say exclusively to Louis Farrakhan on any of the platforms, I think I would have an issue in regards to free speech and the platform not providing free speech. Now, I've heard a lot of different analogies would be the word. And I'm a big analogy fan. I think the use of a good analogy shows intelligence. And I've heard a lot of different analogies over the week. And anything from the telephone one where, well, what if the telephone company pulled the plug because they didn't like what you were saying on the telephone? Okay. That's interesting. You know, I believe I retweeted that. I also there was one in there about the idea of sitting down at the lunch counter in regards to the civil rights movement. Whereas, apparently we're not all created equally because some people can sit at the lunch counter and some people can't sit at the lunch counter. I think I need to explain that to you. I found both of those to be remarkably accurate. I do understand that Facebook and Twitter are not, they're not private. I think I went through this last week, but they're owned by stockholders. As a matter of fact, this is the one story I didn't pull, which is actually kind of interesting. There's a story, don't you love when I talk about the ones that I didn't pull, so I absolutely know nothing about them? Nothing. One of what's his name's partners, one of Jew Boy's partners over there, one of Zuckerberg's partners, basically said that he has too much power, that Zuckerberg has too much power, and he's, I believe there was an appeal on his part, or at least what he sees the solution being is the government. Now, again, not to polish my own thing there. Polish my own horn. Gotta polish my own horn. At least though I need glasses. Oh, wait a second. Anyway, but Hank Hayes would appreciate that joke. Anyway, I don't know if we want government doing, I don't know if we want government getting involved. I really honestly, it seems like a good idea. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are getting free stuff from the government. I'm getting, like, it's not free, but I'm getting health care from the government. So I can't, in the interest of full disclosure, I can't exactly eliminate myself from that scenario. But there's a lot of people out there who have grown up getting free stuff. See, and I think that this is one of the, it's real interesting because this is actually formulating in my brain. It's hatching as we speak, or as I speak. I think that there's a lot of minorities, obviously, who have needed the helping hand and through various government programs, and not exclusively minorities, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of white people on quote-unquote welfare. So don't get me wrong. But it seems to me that all those people, whether they be minority or some of those white people like I had talked about who are on welfare, they're used to the government solving their problems. They are literally 100, it wouldn't even occur to them to not to have some sort of solution that didn't incorporate the government, because the government fixes everything. The government gives you stuff and it fixes stuff, and you don't have to worry about nothing. All you have to do is make sure that the right people are in government. Right? Now, who might those right people be? Okay. We know for the most part, the vast majority of the right people are usually Democrats, because they're the ones giving the free stuff away. They're the ones making sure that you still have the free stuff and can still get the free stuff. So it's interesting that here you have a man who is of, meaning Zuckerberg's, one of the partners. And when I say partners, it was phrased as partner in the article. I presume it to be one of the major shareholders as well too. The idea was, why is this not working? Why did this stop working? Wow! Apparently, my got no audio on the audio stream, which is really fucking weird. All right, so you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna stop this. More tech stuff. I'm going to leave the video going because everything seems to be hunky-dory on the video side of things. And I'm going to maybe restart this. Let's see. Because I know we could always strip the audio out. I am definitely discombobulated. I don't know why this isn't working. Well, it's working on this side. Or, well, maybe. Let me see. Move that over there. Oh, look. Look. I found it. Okay. Well, anyway, anybody who is looking to get the audio, you now have audio on the audio side only. I got it. Yes. Fixed it. Thank you. Okay. One of those pygmies just popped in and slipped a note under the door. I still didn't see what it looked like. But anyway, one of these days. So the audio, the video's been fine. The audio's been connected to the video and shin bone's connected to the ankle bone and all that stuff. So that being the case. So one of Zuckerberg's partner is basically calling for, and I kind of, it's just so weird to me because you read comments and stuff and people are like, yeah, I mean, again, it's really a major liberal idea, even a gazillionaire. Cause this guy's gotta be like stupid rich. I mean, he's gotta be like rich beyond the, he might not be as rich as Zuckerberg, but I mean, he's rich, he's wealthy. He's not worrying about anything probably ever, you know? And that being the case, I kind of look at it and I'm like, do you really? I mean, how do you expect the government? In what way do you expect the government to fix this problem? And I don't even know how they would. I guess if they declared it we've already had talk about declaring the internet. This is a whole other thing. Now this turns into like a whole other class of eye, as you say. All right. Wasn't going to talk about the Yids tonight, but no, I had it. Anyway, just get that in there. So it's a whole other thing now. I mean, like, how would this person, and I have to assume he's reasonably intelligent, how would he expect the government to fix this problem? How would he expect the government to be the solution to, and first of all, Facebook is an international company. They're a global, there's the word. They're a global organization. They're a global, they're not a manufacturer, but they don't actually create content, do they? Which is really kind of weird if you think about it. What would he expect them to do? What would he expect the government to do? I mean, I could understand the idea of the internet, and I'm not saying I can understand, but I understand that there's talk about the internet being treated like a utility. That's what net neutrality is all about. You have to forgive me. Whatever I just ate for dinner is just complaining. That's what net neutrality is all about. And I think that got rolled back and set into the situation. You know, or I've always, because it's one of those dyslexic things with me. But I know it's running in the right direction now. It's running in the direction of that I like it in, that I think it should be in, which is to say that. The idea of companies can decide what they do with their product. It was a matter of, like, say, you know, you have the broadband providers, and I'm not even going to talk about the ISPs, but like the backbones and the providers. And Netflix was making all this money, And Netflix wasn't paying anything. Netflix was just using, you know? So now the idea is that you can do like walled gardens and whatnot. So now basically what it comes down to is Netflix needs to pay for that access. For that, and it's particularly the prioritization. Whew, that's a mouthful. Prioritization on the network. Which means that if, let's pick a company, let's say Verizon, right? So Verizon has their own customers, right, that they're serving internet to. I have a Verizon connection. And I have Netflix, right? Verizon can choose to deprioritize Netflix for service on their network if friggin' Netflix doesn't pay them. They have to basically pay. So, and I'm paying Netflix more for that. I understand that. But I like the idea of whoever built the network, it's their network. This wasn't one of those Barry Banana, you know, we built that things. No, definitely not. Definitely not. So net neutrality, really, like I said, I like the way direction that's going in. But what would you expect friggin', what would you expect the government to do about Zuckerberg? Like what? Stage a coup? Possibly assassinate him? I mean, I don't understand what the... Well, we want the government to step in and, you know, and free speech, man. Free speech. Freedom of speech. we're back to the Danbury letter, I think. Separation of church and state is the Danbury letter anyway. I don't know. I'm literally sitting here and I'm scratching my head. I'm scratching my coconut and I'm like, no idea what they would expect. I don't know what they expect to do. I don't know. And it's have you caught Zuckerberg up there in any of the times that he's gone to testify in front of Congress? The look on his face, he looks like an 8-year-old on Christmas morning with Minecraft for the first time. Just really kind of out there, man. So yeah, I don't really know. I understand what James Woods is saying. And I think that is the best thing to do to these platforms. I think not for nothing. I think these platforms make money because of the advertising, very much like the internet itself or like television. And I think if you have a problem with a platform, then you should deprioritize the platform in your life. I think that's really, you know, as normal people, well, I'm not saying I'm normal, but as like people, I think that's all you can really do. I mean, unless you're willing to stage a coup, unless you're willing to participate in some sort of coup, and then not for nothing, you wouldn't even know how to take care of the damn thing. It'd be like South Africa. So I kind of look at it and I'm like, you know what? Let's use other platforms. I started using, I forgot to mention this. I'm always looking at the clock because I'm just dying to get out of here. I started using another platform this week. I started using a platform called Mind, which is reminds me somewhere between Facebook and Twitter. It's been around for a couple of few years, and it's got a pretty decent base. Is it Twitter size? No, it's not Twitter size. But it's another platform, and I'm still using, I recommend Gab. At every opportunity you get, I recommend using Gab. WrongThink is something, I think their servers have been down for maintenance, and I've not seen them come back up. And, you know, there are more than a few other platforms out there that, you know, and it's been brought out, and it's been mentioned that, you know, let's say one of these big people, you know, like not for something, someone like James Woods or... Dare I even say the President of the United States, Donald Trump. If Donald Trump were to use one of these other platforms for just one day, do you have any idea the kind of numbers that he would bring? I mean, look at his tweets. He puts out a tweet that's like, 27,000, 57,000, 77,000 people. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of flonking people. Enough whereas I would be concerned about my backbone if I was one of these smaller... smaller social media platforms. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, I would be. You know, but the point is you're going to break your backbone. You might as well break the backbone, bring it back up, and hopefully some of those people are still there when you come back. You know, it's just utterly and totally. That's all it would take. And then all of a sudden, there's nothing but Kardashians left on Twitter. Nothing but, Uncle Harry will still be on friggin' Facebook. See, that's the thing about Facebook, and I think I rambled on about this last week plenty, was just not for nothing. It's just the thing. It's like, it's where people go to stay in contact with family, and friends. They're not doing anything of any subsequent up there. I look around. I really honestly do. And I know a couple of you people. I have a small slice of Facebook. I will admit this. It's a very small slice. But I look around, and most people are just there playing games, right? Or they're sending along like funny little fucking things that used to be in all the crap that used to get in the intermail. I'm in good shape. All the stuff that you used to get in the intermail now. It's Facebook posts, you know. And then there's all the sad puppy stuff, which is really killing me, by the way. and there's the cats who ring doorbells. Let's not forget about them. There's all sorts of, but it's nothing that's like really. There's nothing meaty up there. You know, I'm starting. You know, between my Big Bird, my infamous Big Bird post last week and this week, I'm starting to get a little edgy. I'm starting to get a little into the race stuff. I am. Yeah, I think there are a couple of you out there who, given conversations with you, would really be interested in what I'm putting up on Facebook. Was that like some sort of sad, pathetic plea for a Facebook friend? No, actually it wasn't. But no, I'm just saying. I do use that platform. I'm getting every little thing I can get out of it. I'm getting out of that platform at the moment until they get rid of me. Which will be fine. And then I'll be able to say to all my friends, well, remember, I was on, and then they got rid of me because I'm just too edgy, man. I'm that guy, you know? And, see, the only reason I still have any friends is because nobody listens to this show. Nobody. I was at John's for Christmas, right? The week before Christmas, 2 weeks before Christmas, right? I'm in a room full of pirates. Okay, I'm literally in a fucking room full of my pirate brethren. Full. There's a dozen of them sitting in the room. And you know what? Not a fucking one of them watches my show. Not a one. So I feel that I could do anything here. And nobody cares. Which is great. Which is fine. I couldn't do anything if I were back on... what's that thing again? YouTube. Yeah. YouTube. Or I couldn't do anything if I were back on what's the other thing? Twitter's Periscope. Couldn't do what I do now. I couldn't do it comfortably. I could probably get away with it because, you know, I have very low numbers, as I've already stated. But outside of that, no, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. So that's why I say again, and I know I did say this last week, I'm really kind of glad I went from social media obscurity to full-blown internet obscurity. Not just social media, but full-blown. Full-blown. And I don't mind it. You know, I don't forget who I was having this conversation with, but I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I actually turned out to be reasonably successful in the sense, don't get me wrong now, in the sense of being able to reach a wider audience and to actually build a wider audience. You know, we've had this conversation. I know you and I, we've had this conversation before, where there's the idea of monetizing on Facebook or monetizing on YouTube. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I want to do that. You know what I mean? I don't think I want my profile any higher than it is now. And it's pretty low. You know, don't forget. And this is very important to remember. You know, people forget, even longtime listeners forget, the initial goal. And it's all up there. It's all on the website. Go to lfmidwood.com. The first show is there. The first show from like November 1st, Halloween, October 31st, November 1st of, was it 2016 or 2017? I don't even remember when it was. But it's going back like 3 years now. That first show, I said, you know what? I'm not interested in anything other than just kind of, you know, and that was what I only just kind of, you know, coming out and having a head dump, which I, you know, obviously am and do, you know, but there are times obviously when I start to cover things a little bit more and I do talk about things that like, you know, that bother me or that I like. I mean, you know, I get the thumbs down and the thumbs up stuff. It's amazing to me, when I do hear from, and I know I got regulars, so they don't count. They're a special kind of whatever. goes back to that Paul stuff, you know? But I am surprised when I do wind up picking up, someone who never heard the show before and is coming in the middle That must be pretty traumatic, don't you think? Coming in the middle, you know, not knowing what's going on or having any sort of history for that. It's like, wait a minute, what the fuck? So that could be definitely what I would call disconcerting, to say the least. But, for those of you who've been there a long time, I'm just joyriding. That's it. I just stole a car and I'm having a good time, you know? That's really all this is about. And I think some of you out there take it too seriously. I think you do. I really honestly think you do. I think some of you out there take it more seriously than I do. So, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me. You know, I have reason. I've been led to believe that there's actually possibly something wrong with me in regards to my perception to any given particular situation. I was having a discussion with my counselor. I'll slip back into the personal stuff. Where she's like, well, you know, what's your biggest fear right now in regards to like dealing with the world at large? And I looked her dead in the eye and I said, I don't know if I can trust myself. I don't know if I can trust myself to fully comprehend whatever's going on in any given situation. And the reason that I'm afraid of that mostly is not because I'm afraid of getting my feelings hurt, but because I'm afraid of misunderstanding something and hurting someone and possibly killing someone. That's my biggest fear now. And that's why I don't like to deal, you know, because people are just so many people are assholes that you meet the one guy and you're in the one in a million situation with the one person who's never an asshole. And meanwhile, you've literally shoved their head up their ass. You don't get to take stuff like that back. You know, and then I'm obviously looking at some sort of incarceration, but I would like to point out they got a 33% solve rate, 33% Providence homicide, 33% solve rate over 10 years. If I were to shoot you, not you, but you, if I were to shoot you in the middle of right in front of my house in broad daylight, there's a 66% chance, better than 50%. 50% plus 10 plus 6 that I would walk. I mean, I wouldn't even be a suspect. You understand what I'm saying? So this isn't the kind of place that really, you know, calls police or people get involved with things, you know? So, yeah. And I'm afraid that I'm going to, like, one of these days, something's going to go wrong and I'm going to flip out. And it's going to turn out to be something that it shouldn't have happened. There's plenty of stuff. There's plenty of stuff. You and I both know there's plenty of stuff that is worthy of taking matters into your own hands and doing what you have to do. We both know it. We you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But how would you feel if you just, you know, imagine this thing with, like, they talk about, like, the idea of, like, car rage or, like, road rage, right? And I'm not saying I'm excessively mad. I'm saying I'm capable of becoming excessively mad. And I go from, like, you know, I would go, like, you know, 0 to 60 in 3.5 or whatever those little sports cars do. I mean, I'm not raving lunatic by any stretch of the imagination. But it wouldn't be a matter of, oh, somebody threw a gum wrapper in front of my house, so I'm going to go hack them to pieces with machete. It's not that sort of thing. It's the sort of thing where I'm going to have some sort of interaction with someone and I'm going to be thinking that something here isn't right or that I have reason to, you know, put the shields up and get the photon torpedoes ready. You know, that's basically what I'm saying. And I live in fear of that. And I don't, not for nothing, I don't want to kill someone or seriously hurt someone unless they deserve it. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I guess that would mean I'm not necessarily a sociopath. I don't know. I'm not even really sure. You know, I talk to these professionals, you know, like this, isn't it? On the side of headphones. I talk to these professionals and they don't know. They don't know shit. They don't know nothing. They're like, how the meds working out? And I'm like, like that. You know, and meanwhile, as a living entity, I have all sorts of other emotional shit going on in my life that carries and spills over. So I'm a loaded gun. That's basically it. I'm a loaded gun. And that's my greatest fear right now. Yeah. 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 And like I said, not even I lived in prison. It's not the idea of, like, I fear being attacked or I fear the idea of someone hurting me you know, I can take care of myself, you know, in a, what if someone's coming at me, for lack of a better term. Well, obviously, something, you know, communication broke down somewhere, and you just, that's it. You know, you know, but I'm worried about the reverse. I'm worried about going at someone. I'm worried about it. I am, honestly. You know, and that being the case, I have to be, like, extra careful. I'm always back-checking myself, you know, and that's why I say it's very difficult for me to trust people, because I don't know. I don't know what's going on in any given situation, you know, and people get mad at me when I apparently don't know, or, you know, I don't remember, or I don't get the exact subtle nuances of any given deal. People get mad at me. People get mad at me a lot. And I don't know what to say. You know, I'm not. To those of you who never knew me before this, you know, never knew me pre, I'm not the person I used to be. You may not know that, but I'm not. You know, my memory is really screwed up. You know, these drugs have really done a serious, I kid about it all the time. But it's not a joke. I wish it were a joke. I wish I were, you know, exaggerating that one greatly. My memory is shot. I remember pieces of emotional things, you know, and that's, it's really interesting when you say you remember emotion, just that there's that, a feeling. I'll remember a certain feeling that I can connect to something, but I don't necessarily remember why I feel that way. Yeah, I don't know if that, what that sounds like. I'm not quite sure what that sounds like outside my head, but it's 100% true, you know? And somehow I got way far from free speech. way far from free speech, but that's okay. I am wont and prone to do that. After I say it's my show, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I was saying that to the intern when I was in there, and I was a couple minutes late getting started because I didn't start something up the right way in the other room, and I was like, that's the great thing about being the boss. This is the only place I'm the boss. Right here in this chair, I'm the boss. Not even in this house so much am I the boss. You know what I mean? If I make a case and I can persuade, then it's somewhat of a, it's basically a democracy here to a degree. And in a lot of ways, my ecosystem here is a democracy. So I'm never really the boss. Certain things I'm the boss. Like, I'm the boss of my cat. He may not know it, but I'm the boss of the cat. That's one thing. Well, maybe not, actually, now that I think about it. But sitting here in this chair and that microphone and that board and this, you know, live video stream and then later video podcast and audio podcast, I am the fucking boss. That's it. Me. I'm in charge. Nobody telling me nothing. If John Lightman were to call me up tomorrow and say this, that, and the other thing, then it would be a conversation that I would be showing him courtesy about having that conversation, because the buck stops here. I'm the guy. And the other side of that is I pretty much take responsibility for everything that comes out of here too. You know, it's not, you just can't go and yapping your mouth off and not taking responsibility and standing by what you say. So, I mean, that's part of it as well too. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I like it. I like sitting in this chair. If I could sit in this chair and not have to talk, it would be awesome. That would be, no, because, again, as an, you know, sitting here and coming up with stuff. And, again, I think I did the James Woods story. I'm leaving. I'm going to be gone in scant moments. I read one story, and I didn't even read the whole freaking story. Basically, all I did was, I think I let you know what the James Woods quote was, and I let you know what happened, and that was it. And then all of a sudden, I got wound up like a little bunny, a little energized bunny, and whoop, I was gone. Because that's me. Because it's all in my head. There ain't no notes. This is talent. You know, on loan from Sears. You know. So anyway, talent. I'm gifted. Do you understand? I'm special. Oh, man. I spend so much of my life not being able to say stuff. Yeah, I do. You know, people always get mad at me for the shit that I say and the shit that I do, right? This is really fun. And it's, and you know, it's understandable to a degree. But nobody ever thinks about what I don't say and what I don't do. Nobody ever thinks about that. Nobody ever gives that one a thought. The level of restraint that I show. Just because it's just, you know why? Do you know why? Because it's not worth hurting the person. That's why I don't do that. That's why I don't do that. Believe it or not. Asshole that I am. Asshole that I am. This is why I wouldn't make a good sociopath. I wish I could be a sociopath. I think I've said this before. I wish I could be a sociopath. I wish it were in my makeup, in my DNA. I wish I were just the type of person that could be a fucking sociopath. It's like, no. No. I can get shit done. Believe me, I could do what needs to be done. I could take all yellow behind the barn. I mean, you know, no problem, you know. Problem, but I can do it anyway. And you know what it is? You don't speak old yellow. This is a side note off a side note off of a side note. But everybody knows how much I love my cat, right? I love Spatsy to death. I mean, I just love this cat to death. And he's going to be 10 in November. I think it's 10 in November. Yeah, that sounds right. And all I do now is I think about this cat's mortality. That's really, whenever I pet him and he comes in, he wakes me up in the morning, he jumps on the bed, and I'm in the bed if he hasn't been sleeping there all night. And I'm like, I want this cat to know that I love him. I want him, I just want, it's like, you know, like you're concerned about the last words that you say to a person that you care about, that you don't want those words to be something that you're going to regret, or maybe even just took it for granted that you would have the opportunity to say whatever again and you didn't. I'm like that with my fucking cat. Can't explain it. Came out of the blue last couple years out of nowhere. That's how I feel. It's really, 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 really weird. And I think the little bugger knows it. Do you know what I'm saying? I think he's taking advantage of the situation. I think he's like, oh, daddy's gone soft on me. Paw, it's gone soft. yeah, you couldn't make this stuff up. How long have I been going? Yeah, I think I got about an hour. Well, 5 minutes. All right. Well, anyway, I guess this was a lot looser. Lot looser. Yeah, it sounded better that way. Of a show. I talked about free speech a little bit there. I still don't know what anybody expects the government to do about fucking Zuckerberg. Honestly, I really don't, other than some sort of, you know, wet work. I have no idea. So, yeah, it was just a, I'm not going to call this a throw-off show, but I feel better than I did when I walked in here, so I don't know exactly what that means. It's good for me. I don't know if it's good for you or not. But I will be back next week, and I'm going to, like I said, there's probably a couple few things I didn't get to this week because obviously I just didn't get to them. And I have to adjust to the hour format, and I was a little discombobulated by my audio again. It's probably nothing that you're hearing or noticing. It's just me. It's basically what it comes down to. Maybe it's all in my head. Maybe it's literally all in my head, right? But my answer to that would be, if it weren't in my head, where would it be? Anyway. So I'm going to try and get in here or maybe play with my audio earlier next week, and see if I can just have a handle, better handle on, at least for my own sanity. A better idea of what's going on. Because, you know, if I'm in here and I know what's going on, I'm good. But if I just sit down and I'm like, I kind of hear something and I'm like, what's the deal with that? You know, while as if I were playing with it earlier and I knew it were there, it wouldn't bother me. Because I'm going to say again, you folks really don't hear anything except me and the audio, which is really the way it should be. But anyway, I get freaked out. I freak myself out. Sometimes I give myself the creeps, as Green Day would say. All right. Well, that being said, let me get out of here. Head over to lfmidwood.com, and there's archives, better ones than this. I could tell you that. Over there, lfmidwood.com. That's lfmidwood.com. There's links to streams on my social media. I'm trying to get Twitter up to. I don't know. Let's not even bother right now. I'm trying to get more Twitter people. You know what it is? I get people and I lose people and I get... And I told you, I just got to repeat myself. It's only like an old man. I'm going to be doing this like when I'm 90. I'm just going to be repeating myself like every 10 minutes. As I'm getting more, I'm losing... You know, I'm basically picking up radicalized people. And I'm losing like middle of the road. I am. Literally, it is. I'm losing. I find... and I don't know how disturbed I am by this. But I find I have less and less in common with my conservative friends because I would consider myself to be a radicalized at this point in time, 100%. I hold it goes beyond the idea of politically correct. I start my show by saying the crusade continues. I don't know. That's pretty much putting it right there. There's no guess. Hey, what's this show about? What's he going to go? No, it's none of that shit. And I don't really care anymore. I'm being a lot more honest about race. I'm being a lot more honest about what I consider to be, you know, lies that the Jews have told, meaning I'm really pretty heavily immersed in Holocaust revisionism. Not denial, but revisionism. Yeah, big time. And I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm no longer at the point where I'm like, you know, you're like, oh, you know what, you don't want to hurt people. Say, ah, fuck you. I'm in the fuck you stage of my life at this point in time. It's like, you know what, not for nothing. I'm bipolar. I could always write it off to bipolar. Everybody blames bipolar anyway. I mean, not for nothing. If I do or say something that doesn't fit into like somebody's little, then oh, it's a bipolar. I can't deal with you because you're bipolar. Like, okay. You had no problem dealing with me before I was bipolar. What's that all about? But only now. Now, oh, you're bipolar. Oh, bad. No, I think you understand what I'm saying. And it's that with a few of you, I might add, this has been the case where it's like, oh, it's his bipolar. No, it's not my bipolar. No, it's not. There's a breakdown of communication of some sort. This is true. And I am partially responsible for that breakdown of communication. But it's not fucking bipolar. Don't keep telling me it's bipolar. No, I will not accept that as a... No. And then I can just, like, I might as well just cop out. Oh, it's my bipolar. Why don't you put me in the fucking retard ward and get it over with? Right, if I'm not going to be taken seriously because of my bipolar. Oh, well, you're dead. What I'm saying does not fit your narrative. You don't get to say it's my bipolar, and that's why it doesn't fit the narrative. You don't get to say that. You don't get to say that. No, nobody out there has earned that right. Nope. Not a fucking one of you. Nope. Definitely not. So anyway, lfmidwood.com, archives. I think I said that. Head over to John's page. 11LRNI gets you over to John's page. Hey, I'm not 100% sure, but it seems the last couple of weeks, Grits Radio has picked me up. That's Brad Reed. He's part of the Area 51 lineup over there on BCQ. I believe he's running an audio server, so you could put in, I might put a link in there, it would be a good idea, I guess. Grits Radio, just put it in the internet, it should pop right up somewhere in there. And so he's been running the show the last couple of few weeks. He started with that Easter show. Oh my God, right? And then after the Easter show, I'm off a week. Okay, we should give people a chance, right? And I'm right up with the stuff last week. So, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I give him credit. Guy's got guts. It's got guts. So anyway, hi, Brad. So that's all that's going on. I'm going to get out of here, man. I'm done. I'm finished. I have emotionally vomited. I have to go scrape the emotional vomit off of myself. So I got to close. This is, I like the back announce or forward announce now. The adverts, closing out with the adverts. So thank you all for listening, and I'll be back next week. So let me do this because I got to click this first and get over here, and then I go over there, and it's like, oh, no, it's the thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Did I say thank you enough? Thank you. All right, so let me stop the music. Bye-bye, y'all.
Yes, I live on hope for better days. Here it is, all around in my place. My place. Here it is. My place. Here it is. My place. Here it is. My place.
Been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.